Yeah, welcome to the catch-up this morning. Look, I'm glad that we actually got here because it was a risk after letting you press the buttons today for an hour of the show.
I feel really uncomfortable on your side of the desk.
Like, you looked at
it. It's just so anxiety-ridden. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
You have too much responsibility. I'm not about that life.
Can we have an honest moment between two buds here and two people that have the exact same job?
Sure.
Do you feel that it is a concern that as a radio announcer, say if I was to be unwell, that you would potentially not be able to do the radio program?
I mean, it is a concern. It's why I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to grow and expand my horizons, Tim.
Are you trying to get a new job out of this? I knew you don't care that I'm going away for a week in September. You just want to do this so you can move onwards and upwards.
I thought you were only going away for 2 days. Are you going away for a week now?
Oh, yeah, but I'm going away for the weekend, so it feels like a week.
Okay.
But it's only 2 work days.
Oh, my God, I just had a heart attack.
Yeah, we don't joke about heart attacks, mate. Come on. We can't joke about heart attacks. We have too many things to tell everybody what happened in the podcast.
Yeah, look, today you're going to hear the Backstreet Boys. We've replayed Carrie and Tommy's little chats with them.
They still got it. They still got
it. They really do. Apparently, they've launched an Australian tour. I can't wait to get on that.
Is it going to be on any other world-famous rooftops, or are they exclusively indoors from now on?
I think they're indoors from now on. I think that was a one-off.
Also, you set a challenge. Well, I sort of laid down my terms and conditions because you're trying to force me to get a tattoo, which I'm not against or opposed to, but more because you want it, it makes me not want it now.
Have a look on our Facebook page and our Instagram. Just search for HitsEQ and you can see the tattoo that I want Tim to get. It basically revolves around your footy team.
It's close to what I want. I wouldn't get that garbage that you've mocked up, but we will figure it out. You've got 2 weeks to get the signatures required.
Right. I need 200.
You know what we should do? We should get you a t-shirt and have spaces on the back, like lines, and you can get people to sign it like as a testimonial.
We are going to be at GemFest, so maybe I should do that.
And you know how much you love people riding on your back. Like, it's your third favourite thing to do with your back. Anyway.
What's the first two?
I don't want to say on radio,
Good
mate.
Lord, get into the podcast.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 6:02, gearing into Tuesday. Massive, massive playback after 8 a.m. this morning, hearing what you might have missed with the Backstreet Boys on our world famous rooftop.
Yeah, look, if you work our hours, Tim, I was absolutely having a nap yesterday afternoon during Carrie and Tommy.
Can we have a real moment?
Yeah.
I forgot.
What do you mean you forgot?
I was weeding and then I looked at my watch and I thought,
weeding.
Oh me, oh my.
I'm sorry, are you 97 years old just having a nice weed in the backyard?
I decided that it had got too much and I was like, this weed is getting out of hand in my backyard. These weeds in my backyard.
Maybe clarify.
I had a lot of spray. So I cannot stress enough that this was plant-based weeds. Just how have I got to where I am?
There is going to be a huge playback from 8 o'clock in case you missed it. Or, you know what? In case you enjoyed it so much, you want to play it again. You are going to hear the Backstreet Boys live on our world-famous rooftop.
That's right. Carrie,
after 8 o'clock.
Carrie and Tommy got to hang out with all 5 of them. And you know all their names. I know Howie. Mm-hmm. I know AJ.
Yep. The others.
The others. Do you know the others?
What's
Benji?
His face?
No, that's Good Charlotte.
That's Good Charlotte. Different match. Howie and AJ are the only important ones, let's be real.
Yep, that's fair.
There's the Carter one. What's his name?
Aaron. I thought he was an NSYNC.
That's Nick, is it?
Oh, God. Anyway.
We're going to do some research. 8 o'clock, you'll be hearing that playback.
Coming up next, though, we want to celebrate someone from right here in central Queensland making another mark on the world stage. She did it earlier this year at the Commonwealth Games, and she's continued on with the World CrossFit Games. We are talking about Clea I can't say this name.
Tia Claire Toomey.
Thank you. We'll talk about her up next on Hit CQ. You lead it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Incredible feat in the last 24 hours by Gladstone superhero. I feel like we can call her a superhero.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say this name very slowly because I always stuff it up if I try and say it quick. Tia Claire Toomey.
That's right. The fittest woman on earth. 2 years running.
She just won.
She can retire now. She's won fittest woman on earth twice.
She also won a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games only a few months ago.
No big deal.
I mean, how's your 2018 going? It's not going as good as TCT's. I'm just going to call her TCT.
She's been called the fittest woman on earth. I did my ACL in my fourth game of footy
ever. I mean,
if
you didn't do your ACL, you probably would be up there.
I mean, she's lucky she didn't have any competition
this year. Yeah, so she's again, for the second year in a row, won the World CrossFit Championship in the US. If you're not familiar with CrossFit, essentially it's, all right, how can I lift weight, move my body and stretch my muscles in the most strange but natural way at the same time. That's CrossFit.
CrossFit's quite intense. I've been to a couple of CrossFit classes and I couldn't hack it.
It's aerobic capacity. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
It's breathing. It's about getting through as many sets as you can and all of that as well. So she didn't finish. She came first in a couple of events.
It's like you get points for your events. Yeah. Kind of like how the Commonwealth and the Olympic Games go.
She was quite consistent. She was 13 top 10 finishers.
Consistency is key.
And that's how she, even though in her last event she came second, she has now been crowned the fittest woman on earth.
Do you know she lifted 188 kilos in the deadlift?
Oh my God.
That's proper. I've done one like come and try session for CrossFit.
Yeah.
And I vomited.
Did you?
She's just gone and done it, not vomited, and been named the best in the world.
Along with all of that, she also took home over $400,000 for her efforts.
Bring that back to the Gladstone region. It's incredible because she was competing against the other 39 best women in the world at CrossFit. The fittest woman on the planet is from right here in central Queensland.
Super proud of her.
Super proud. We're going to try and get her on the show to chat to her. We know that she is very well known for not enjoying being on any form of television or radio, but I feel like if we pay her maybe $30...
Mate, she's got $400,000. She don't need us. You're right. Don't need no Tim and Jess money.
$40. It's Tim and Jess on CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you want to make a statement on this planet, there aren't that many opportunities to make a name for yourself, you would say sometimes. There is a window of opportunity that you can take, but it doesn't come around very often.
When they're laying new concrete and you write your name in it.
No. Have you done that?
I used to always want to.
You're too goody two shoes.
I was too scared. I was like, they'll know. They'll know it's me.
Well, if you write Jessica Pantu, 28 Smith Street, they'll probably find you. Yes. But the opportunity I'm talking about, which someone has seized in the city of Brisbane right here in Queensland. Ooh. It involves the Google Maps car.
Incredible.
Google Maps is a beautiful system where a car or many cars drive around the entire world with a big old camera on the top, and it scans so that, say, if you need to search for a destination, you go, oh, but what am I looking for once I get to that street?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 360 camera view of where that spot is. It's beautiful. I know this is not a new thing, but it makes things so much easier.
How often do they update those photos?
Pretty often. They're always going, though. So I think by the time they, get everything done, they just start again.
Because right.
There's so much infrastructure and things getting built. And there's even little segues now so that they can get down, these little alleyways and stuff like that. Because obviously you can't just have, a Nissan Micra rocketing through Queen Street Mall. And Queen Street Mall is what I want to talk about. Because if you go to Google Maps and turn on satellite mode for Google Car or whatever it is, you will see a man double birds.
Yes.
Chucking up double birds.
And he follows it. Stop it.
So if you search for the entire Queen Street, here is a man with curly hair and a blurred out face, double birds. Just following.
Do you know what?
Walking
annoying
after
annoying for the person who had to edit all those photos because they have to blur out all the faces.
Every single face.
Every single one. That's incredible.
Mate. That's how you make a mark on society.
Even no one knows who he is.
Where's your resume, sir? It'd be like, all right, yes, so you went to university for 4 years. You studied. You're a doctor now. That's incredible. No. You're the double bird guy from Queen Street Mall in Brisbane.
Hire this man
right now. I know that it's not the most mature, but you don't have to chuck up double birds.
Do you know what I like?
Just
to
make
think
your mark.
He saw the Google car and he was like, right, here's my moment.
Well, that's the thing.
And then just panic flipped them off.
Absolutely. Because you need to be in that, because obviously you can't plan for it. You're not going to call up Google and be like, hey, when's the next Google car coming through? When it happens, you need to be focused and you need to make your mark, whatever that is, whether it's a thumbs up, patting the head, rubbing the stomach kind of thing. Can you do that?
The patting the head.
And rub your stomach?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
I'm doing it right now.
You're not.
Are you joking?
You're spinning. Your hand on your head.
I am not. I'll swap it around.
Riveting radio.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, yesterday we announced a bit of breaking news, the earthquake in Lombok.
Yeah, in Bali.
Yes. A lot of people, were checking with their family because a lot of tourists, it's a big tourist destination.
Obviously, Lombok is not on the main island that Bali's on, but it is quite close. And even I had family and friends over there. Trying to get in touch with them was just the worst fun.
Yeah.
Finding out everyone was okay, but it's still tragic because at least yesterday afternoon, 82 people had lost their life. Mm-hmm. A lot of locals, a lot of damage, obviously, and it's terrible to see these things happening again.
A tsunami warning was briefly issued, but it was later cancelled. So, I mean, it's I guess, good news, but I mean, it's the second deadly earthquake within a week. So you can understand that a lot of people over on the island are very nervous at the moment, especially because so much damage has already happened.
It's just, you hate hearing these things because it's a natural disaster, and obviously living that close to the equator can be a dangerous place. Mm-hmm. And it's just terrible to see, and obviously sending wishes and thoughts over to families and people that it's affected, because it is terrible to hear things like that.
Absolutely. And look, we'll keep you up to date with as much as we can as soon as it comes through. And you can check out all the details at hit.com.au, as well as everything else that's trending right now.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, you know how much I love spending unnecessary money on Facebook advertising.
Yes. Right behind you, actually, is still a pair of lips that you bought me to train my mouth to be stronger. I wasn't aware that I had a weak mouth.
It turns out ACL tears and too much time in the internet can be a really bad combination.
Well, because you're going to be on your phone a bit more.
I was on my phone almost constantly, and I made so many unnecessary purchases because as soon as I get a notification come up or an ad, and it's always targeted because it's something I've seen on Instagram or something on Facebook, I have to buy it if it's a bargain.
Now, I don't want to sound rude, but you don't. You don't have to buy it.
But I do, because my pent-up Kmart was coming out, and I was like, I haven't been to Kmart in 6 weeks.
My theory on this and how you can save yourself a bit of coin is if you see something on Facebook advertising, Instagram advertising, screenshot it. Don't look at it for a week. If in a week you still want it, then you buy it.
I mean, I would still buy it, though. It just delays the process.
How much money do you think you've spent in the last, well, since the start of this year on Instagram
sponsorships? I don't care to admit how much, but I've just bought us something new to use, detox foot pads. Now, you've probably seen this come through.
I don't need pads, I can guarantee that.
It looks like almost like a big bandage that you stick on the bottom of your foot, and it removes all the toxins from your body while you sleep.
Sure.
Apparently.
Right.
I bought this packet for us. It is good for weight loss, combats fatigue, improves circulation.
Combats fatigue? It's a sock.
No, it's not a sock. It's a sticker.
So I'm... What am I doing?
So I'm going to give you the patches tonight.
Thank you for changing it to patches.
The
not a pad.
Put the pad on the bottom of your foot.
Okay.
Sleep. Tomorrow morning, peel off the pad. And it's going to be covered in the toxins that it's removed from your body.
The pad or my foot?
No.
I was going to say, am I slipping in the shower? Because it's just like rotten toxins.
We're going to see if this works, because I've seen other people use it on Instagram, and I've always wanted to try.
Am I going to feel any? Because I already struggle sleeping.
Mm.
If this is going to keep me up even more than it already does, I'm not happy.
It's just like a sticker. It's like a sticker pad on the body.
What are you trying to do? You're trying to make my mouth stronger, clean my feet. What are you getting at?
I'm trying to help you live your best healthy life.
Did you buy this for you?
I mean, yeah.
Are you going to use it?
Absolutely. We're both going to use it. We're going to see how many toxins, compare toxins.
I'm just concerned that by the end of the year, you're going to forward me a bill and go, well, here's 2018 of what I bought you.
Mate, have I ever done anything like that before?
You always forget to pay me, so I'm assuming that this goes in reverse.
I don't think I paid you for our KFC last week.
No.
Did it come through?
I don't check my bank. I don't like looking at that often.
I'll have a look up next.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
And yesterday on the show, it was made apparent from yourself, Jessica, and from a lot of listeners around central Queensland, that you would like me to get a tattoo, the mascot of my football club, the Humble Mud Crab.
A lot of people do this. They win a premiership, or their football club wins a premiership.
Get the tattoo on your ankle.
Yep. Tattoo on the ankle, tattoo on the thigh.
With the year of the premiership. So
absolutely.
Say, for example, if my team won the grand final, which they didn't, it would be the Mud Crabs logo, 2018 premiers.
Yes.
But that didn't happen for us. We
no,
got
but
the wooden
I feel
spoon.
Like you've gone so far in the opposite direction, it's also worth commemorating.
Sure.
You had such a great time with the Muddies.
Mm-hmm.
And your team lost every single game.
Technically, yes. That is...
leaving you with the wooden spoon.
Yes, the wooden spoon is awarded to the team who finishes last, wins or not.
So I think that you owe it to everyone on your team and Central Queensland to get the tattoo that you promised.
Yeah.
Of the mud crab, but instead of a premiership banner,
yeah,
the Muddy is holding
a wooden spoon. And look, I'd hate it, but I love it. But also, I don't want to cave in that much because clearly you won this, which makes me not want it.
Right. Not just me. Plenty of people messaging in the show saying this is a brilliant idea. Let's make that happen.
Well, essentially, I figured out what I want.
Right.
If this is going to happen. Because we can get this done tomorrow, potentially.
Tomorrow?
Or if it gets done today, I can get it done today.
Seriously?
Well, I've had tattoo before. It's not like a ground shaking.
I know, but is there a tattoo place that'll fit you in?
There's literally one down the end of the road. I'm sure if I kicked the door in and said, buzz me, boys, they would. Sorry,
that's how you...
and girls. what I will need from you.
Oh, mate.
And from Central Queensland.
I'm happy to do it.
We can draw a rough image of what this tattoo is going to be.
Yep.
We can post it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
200 comments.
You want 200 comments?
200 comments.
Oh, you're not going to get 200 comments, mate.
200 likes?
Yeah, I'll allow 200 likes.
Do you think you can get it done?
I reckon I can get 200 likes. I don't think 200 people are going to comment.
Well, that's the challenge. If you say comment below and if we get 200 comments, Tim will get this tattoo on somewhere on his body. That's the challenge, mate.
How long have I got to get the 200 comments?
Oh, the end of next week.
Okay. Yeah, no, challenge accepted.
And you can't comment on it.
What do you
mean? It
can't
just be you.
It's all right
with
my plan.
Because I know you and I know how sneaky you can be and it can't be family and friends.
I've got a lot of time at the moment.
All right. We will draw up a quick sketch of what this tattoo potentially could be and you have until next Friday to get these comments and likes.
Oh, this is so going to happen. I cannot wait. Where are you going to get it on your body?
We can play roulette to find that.
On
the Wheel of Fortune.
Wow, you really make some poor life decisions on this.
It's just a tattoo. They come off, right?
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past seven and big morning. Well, firstly, because after 8 a.m. we are replaying the world-famous rooftop with the Backstreet Boys live in Las Vegas from yesterday with Carrie and Tommy.
That's right. You heard them the first time on Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah.
And now we're playing it again in case you missed it or in case you wanted to hear it again because it was incredible.
Now, this is a big moment for the radio show. I feel like a proud teacher right now, but I don't know if it sounds a little bit different. It doesn't sound different.
I didn't want to tell anybody.
No, it's good, mate. I think we need to celebrate small achievements. Okay. Jess is pressing the buttons this morning for the show.
Yes, you're welcome,
Central
Queensland.
We thought, you know what, after 3 years of doing radio, it's about damn time.
No, listen, I have panelled before. It's just been a casual 9 months since I've been on this side of the desk.
Yes.
Because the one time we tried to put me on here, I took us off air.
Yes.
So far this morning, fingers crossed, not taken us off.
What was the first question you asked me when you sat down?
What do I do?
No, where are the microphones? Which... as a radio broadcaster, is a very important question. And I want you to keep asking me questions because this is how you're going to learn. Because as a radio broadcaster, you need to be able to press these buttons. What if I die? Who's going to press the buttons then?
I mean, I know that's drastic. We'll go to air.
I'll give you one day off when I die, and then you're back at work.
One day of mourning.
Yes.
Now back into the Kardashians.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Unfortunately, after we talked about Jess being in charge, she turned off my microphone as I was throwing to the Pink song.
Totally an accident. I was doing so good.
It's all
Why'd
good,
you
buddy.
Have to tell everyone? We're
swimming in the deep end, and you'll be fine. But. Speaking of Pink, Pink is currently not able to do her show. She's touring Australia at the moment. She has a bit of gastro. She's also been sent to the doctor. She was in hospital. She's been given
she's
a
really
lot.
She's not had a good run.
Well, that's what happens when you're singing and doing the show that she performs. Huh. It's hectic.
You do not want to have gastro when you're flying above the crowd.
Oh, that's a different type of confetti cannon. I don't want to be in that crowd. So she's had to cancel a few shows in Sydney. She's resting up at the moment and she's been in hospital in the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
And gastro is a thing that can just knock you on your feet. It was running around this office a month or two ago.
You and I both survived. Well, I feel like we should get T-shirts made.
I got like a space vacuum seal on this door here at the radio studio so that it wasn't going to hit me because people were dropping like flies.
Oh, yeah.
And it is unfortunate because... it comes out of nowhere, like whether you just, it's either come from food or your fingers or something like that. And we want to know on 13 to, well, like,
or your fingers.
No, like when people like touch their mouth and stuff,
right,
like
okay.
the jeans under your fingernails. Not like, like I don't suck my fingers anymore. I promise.
Oh, God.
So on 13, 12, 16, what did you miss because of gastro?
Right.
Have you ever, I haven't had gastro in over 20 years.
Oh, I reckon the last time I reckon the last time I had it was maybe when I was, it would have been like 3-4 years ago when I was still living at home because I was violently vomiting in the middle
okay.
of the night.
All right. We understand what happens with gastro. What did you miss because of the gastro?
I missed like 2 weeks of school, which, you know, for me was like really a big deal.
Mate. 2 weeks is a lot of time for gastro.
Yeah, I was like in and out.
Gastro lasts for like 4 days tops.
I milked it.
I'm shocked. 13, 12, 16. What did you miss because of gastro? It can really kick you in the guts and Pink is paying for it. So 13, 12, 16, get in touch with us. Let us know what did you miss because of gastro. 13, 12, 16, we want to know what you've missed because you had gastro.
Yes, because Pink has had to cancel another show in Sydney. A lot of people upset about this because a lot of people will be flying into Sydney as well to be seeing these
I had a few friends from different parts of the country that had planned to go to the show on Friday night that she cancelled, and then she ended up cancelling the Sunday show as well in Sydney.
Yeah.
And now I'm assuming she's just going to cancel everything.
Well, again, if you've got the G word.
The G word.
You don't want to be flying over the crowd because apparently she does like aerial stunts where she literally launches herself above the crowd.
Yeah.
You do not want to have gastro.
But imagine, like, if you bring a bucket, catch it, 10 points, go home with a souvenir.
Chuck it up on eBay.
Didn't have to pay for that T-shirt. But on 13, 12, 16, we want to know because it is a tricky thing and gastro can come out of nowhere. I have had a family member, and I don't use the name, but they almost missed their wedding.
Stop it.
Because they got gastro 3 days beforehand.
That
and essentially,
been an interesting
they just
honeymoon?
Had hydrolite and water, and just like on the wedding day, they just took as many things as they needed to just get it done. And it's touch and go.
Hang on, bride or groom? Because bride in a white dress.
Not going to say.
It was a bride. It was totally a bride.
We've had Michael from Rockhampton call through on 13, 12, 16. Michael, what did you miss because of gastro?
I got some pretty nasty gastro when I was in Bali and we were booked in to go to like, have you seen those water jet hoverboard sort of things?
Oh, yeah.
No,
it's got like a hose on the back and it's like a wakeboard.
Oh.
And then you like rocket up into the sky.
Oh, wow.
Spot on. That.
Yeah.
My missus went and left me in the hotel room.
Oh.
Left you in the hotel bathroom.
So it was, not a fight, gastro related.
Yeah, that's right. So, like, I had my own jet-related problems and, yeah, she went and had a blast.
Oh, my God.
People are eating their breakfast, guys.
Sorry, but that's how it was. It wasn't fun.
So how long did it knock you out of action for?
Oh, I barely left the hotel room I might have left it by 100 metres for 4 days.
What a fun trip for your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Lucky you, Michael. Well, hopefully you are feeling better now. I'm assuming this was a while ago, and one day we'll get you back on that hoverboard jet ski or whatever the hell it was.
I'm hoping so too. I really want to try it. It looked like a lot of fun. Yeah, she said it was great.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, Demi Lovato has openly penned a letter to everyone after her rehab.
Yes, she has. It's very beautiful, very raw, very, very real. She's come out on social media and said, you know, she's always been transparent about her journey and her addiction. She said that she's learned that she's just not done yet. The road, the journey is not over for her yet. She wanted to thank her friends and her family and all of the staff at the Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Beverly Hills. She is, in fact, I think she's in there already, in a new rehab facility, a different one to the one she entered when she was 18 years old. But she's really been open and confessed to what she's dealing with. And she's so grateful to the outpour of love and support that she's received in the last 2 weeks.
I think it's naive of people to think that you can ever be done with addiction. Like, it's not something that you just, I'm cured now. Like, I think it's something she's going to face forever. And I think it's really nice that she can openly be really honest with people. And a lot of people who are suffering with her can take that on board.
Absolutely, absolutely. So well said. So sending her good vibes and lots of love. And so I'll keep you posted when we learn more. But she'll be in the rehab facility for an undisclosed time. So we'll stay tuned.
All right. Well, hopefully she's on the mend. Thank you very much, Dean. We'll chat to you tomorrow, mate.
Bye, guys.
As always, you can find all of that and more trending now at hit.com.au.
Up next, I have a photo board ready to show after... It involves Dean. We're not going to speak to him just yet, but I have a photo board of many photos that you need to select after my photo shoot of Dean's Argyle Grant swimwear that I'm now an Australian ambassador for.
The influencer is coming out to town.
That's right. We'll show you the photos up next on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Just then, if you missed it, we were chatting to our Hollywood entertainment reporter, a.k.a. your boy, Dean McCarthy.
And he's a very talented man, Tim.
Got lots of hats.
Not only does he know everything there is to know about the entertainment industry, he's a genius, but he also has a side business where he sells a range of men's swimwear.
Exactly. It is called Argyle Grant, and it is a beautiful range of men's swimwear, ranging from Speedos to, like, what are the ones in between Speedos and shorts?
Like booty shorts.
Yeah. Like booty shorts,
and then like
board shorts,
long board shorts,
and then like somewhere in between board shorts and booty shorts. Mm-hmm. Like it finishes halfway up the thigh, which is a pair that Dean sent us.
After you begged him on the internet.
Because I said, look, there's a hole in your market. There's a hole in your market here in central Queensland. You have no Aussie ambassadors for your swimwear company.
Well, yeah, because Dean's general models for his swimwear line...
Are models.
Male models, very tight, nice looking.
Right.
You know, muscular, like very athletic gentleman.
Chill out, bro. I got feelings.
So we thought, you know what, Tim, you've always wanted to be an Instagram influencer.
Of course.
Let's make this happen. Dean sent some shorts. He requested some specific shots from a photo shoot.
Yes.
Some specific looks.
Now, you might be like, hey, you guys talked about this two weeks ago. Why didn't the photo shoot get done then and there? Because your boy had to hit the gym. That's why it's taken 2 weeks to get to this point.
I don't think two weeks in the gym is going to help
I have got 14 photos.
I get the
I will
first
show
look.
To you now. My girlfriend was more embarrassed than anything. So I've done the classic, like, kneeling on the beach...
Of a beach shot than you. You're quite dark in these photos.
The one thing I didn't do was pour sauce all over myself because I didn't want to ruin...
He's running his fingers through his hair.
Yes. This is what you asked for. Why are you shocked?
Because I just don't like looking at you like this. So why is it such a close-up?
That's the shorts.
Such a close-up of the shorts.
Yes, because we're trying to sell
you
the shorts.
You have got one hairy belly button, friend.
Yeah, mate.
I understand why you always complain about getting stuff caught in it now.
All right. It's not like a net in a pool.
It is. It's exactly what it is.
Look, we're going to put these photos online and we need... How many do we need selected?
Touching your body.
Yeah, touching my body.
This is the best
How ever. Many do we need so that we can get this organised?
Tell you what, I will set up like a top nine.
Top nine, sure.
I'll post the photo.
Okay.
And everyone, go jump on our Facebook and our Instagram. Just search for Hit Central Queensland.
Sure.
And have your vote. Then we'll narrow it down and we'll only show Dean the best of the best.
Yes. All right. We'll show him tomorrow on the show.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. We'll send those photos up soon. It's Tim and Jess.
These are so funny.
On Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Don't go anywhere. In about 8 minutes' time, we are replaying the Backstreet Boys on the world famous rooftop live in Las Vegas. But right now on the phone, we have a walkabout. Wal Bergen, the events coordinator for GemFest, which kicks off later this week. We're going to be there. Now, Wal, for people that may have not been to GemFest before, can you explain exactly what goes on?
It's a celebration of sapphire gems, basically, but it also includes a heap of other traders and merchants, and there's all sorts of activities going on, such as live music. There's a kids zone this year, which is so you can drop your kids off into a little area where they can actually sieve for their own sapphires, and it's genuine sapphire-bearing dirt, so the kids could come home with a valuable sapphire.
Oh, hang on a second. Is that just for the kids, or can I join in, Wal?
Well, you can join in as long as you behave yourself.
Yes.
Now, can't make any promises.
Now, Wal, you're the events coordinator. What goes into actually getting this event up and running every single year?
It's huge. There's obviously a lot of sponsors that we need to make it happen, which is around about 50 all in all, including Hit FM, I might add, and predominantly a lot of local sapphires producers, all the local businesses out here, pretty much in on it, and yeah, it makes it a very it's a localised event, but we also have international traders.
We're looking forward to really getting there, because one of the main reasons where Jess and I are going to head there is Jess loves a bit of jewellery.
I love a bit of jewellery.
From what we can gather, there's going to be a fair bit of that there.
There is more jewellery than your husband or anybody's husband can afford, I can assure you.
Yes, my husband can't afford it.
You're so cute thinking I've got a husband.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? But, which is also why we have a daddy daycare centre there, which is obviously known as the bar. So if you're having trouble getting the credit card off your other half, well, smart. Drop them there, go back, buy the thing. And as far as the sapphires go too, you can buy anything from a $20 sapphire up to, you name it.
Awesome.
Perfect. Because my budget is not the $20,000 end, Walt.
Yeah. We'll try and meet somewhere in the middle, Walt.
Yeah, because actually part of the exhibition too is it's called the Jewels of the Outback, which contains absolutely rare and very exceptional sapphires that you'll only ever see at Gemfest. And that in alone is just worth drooling over. It is amazing.
We're going to check it out later this week. If you want any more info, gemfest.com.au is where you can go. It's 9th to the 12th of August. We will see you out there. Well, thank you very much, mate.
Okay then, no worries. Thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
You told us which superstars you wanted to see up close and live on our world famous rooftop.
Cool.
Y'all ready? Have a good time tonight.
You wanted Pink.
Thanks for coming to play with me.
Right, so my name's Ed.
You wanted Ed.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below.
Done. And there's one band that's been at the top of your wish list. So, your wish is being granted. Let us set the scene. Cast your mind back. Back to the 90s.
Yeah, baby.
How you doing?
Oh,
my God.
Back to your teenage bedroom.
You got mail.
But, Dad, this is the best part.
Back to when these guys,
AJ and Howie and Nick and Kevin and Brian,
were all over your wall. From the world-famous rooftop in Las Vegas, this is the Backstreet Boys.
Welcome to the world-famous rooftop!
We just met the guys backstage, and they are everything you want them to be and more. They were absolutely divine, and they are ready to go to perform for you guys.
What an absolute treat. They're used to playing to tens upon tens upon tens of thousands of people. For you guys, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, live and intimate, going out to millions of people around Australia, but just the people here in the room. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the world-famous rooftop, the Backstreet Boys!
Can't you see, can't you see?
Hey guys, welcome! Come on out! Come on in!
the world famous rooftop.
What's up, you guys?
Live in Las Vegas.
How you guys doing today? Welcome to this little private shindig we're having
on
right
the rooftop
now.
Here.
Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy! Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy! Ozzy? Ozzy? Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? No? Is that the wrong?
That's that right. That was it. We want to thank you all for coming to America to see the Backstreet Boys. And we can't wait to see you guys on tour. Sometime in the near future. We can't tell you when. We're going to be coming over there hopefully sometime next year. See you guys.
We're trying to schedule it for wintertime here and summertime there.
Yes.
Brand new tour. Brand new album.
Want to play in the sunshine. At Bondi Beach.
That would be incredible to have New Year's in Australia.
Oh, my gosh.
With our families.
That's
always like the best fireworks.
We've never done that.
Never see them.
Let's try to make that happen. We're going to give you a little intimate show right now, okay? Yeah, we're going to play some more music for you right now. See if you guys remember this.
You know, this song is 22 years old.
How old
is
we've got it going on?
How about 23?
As long as you love me.
Now, you like how I transitioned that?
Oh, you can use that right
now. Nah.
You want to go?
Come on.
All the moments is always
any introduction, guys.
I
say we drop it like it's hot.
Yes.
Wait, you guys ready? Kevin wants to say something.
So what you're seeing right now is just like a sampling of what you're all gonna see tonight. All of you are coming to the show tonight on behalf of the Backstreet Boys.
Hope you didn't have any plans. What?
It's like Oprah Winfrey. You get a ticket. 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 You get a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
So all of you, world famous rooftop, the best seats in the house, right down here in the pit, okay? So.
This song needs no introduction. Y'all ready to party?
It is amazing. I'm going to touch Nick.
AJ.
I am here to see AJ. Hopefully I can take him home later.
We're going to touch them. She's back, right. We're actually going to touch them. We're the luckiest people in the world right now.
Oh my God, we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flavor, show you how. Sing. Got a question for you, better answer now.
Am I your original?
You say, yeah.
Am I the only one?
Say what?
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Yeah. Am I everything you think? You better rock your body now.
Everybody out. Yeah. Rock your body out. Yeah.
Just don't care.
If you want to party, let me hear you scream.
'Cause we got it going on again.
Is there be music? We'll be coming back again. Y'all want to rock one chorus for him? Y'all want to rock one chorus for him?
Let's bring it home, y'all. Everybody make some noise.
Guys, so much. Thank you to the world famous rooftop. Thank you guys for being here.
Enjoy the show.
And we'll see you at the show tonight.
Give it to every time. Give it up for our streamers.
If you are back in Australia and you're listening to this and you missed the show that these guys have just got to see, hit.com.au, you can check out the full performance.
I think we've just found the youngest ever Backstreet Boys fan because my baby was going mental. It's first ever concert. Thank you so much for coming here. Everyone at home, thanks for being a part of the ride.
This has been Carrie and Tommy and the Backstreet Boys. Rooftop,
the Backstreet Boys hit the world famous rooftop in Las Vegas with Carrie and Tommy.
Another world famous rooftop exclusive.
All right, let's go.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Courtroom in session. Thank you very much.
If this is your first time in the courtroom, welcome.
And sit down.
It is a very serious discussion.
Yes.
Where you and I argue with one another.
It's the only time a week we argue.
It's the only time we're allowed to. Yeah. We have to hold on to that pent-up aggression all week long, and then we let it out.
Yep. And essentially, it's both of us can't agree on something. Mm-hmm. And today, putting forward in the courtroom of Tim and Jess is something you have purchased in the last 12 to 24 hours.
It's exactly 24 hours.
Exactly,
I bought them at
9
a.m. yesterday.
And I honestly think what you have purchased, the event you're going to, completely fine to go to, the amount you've paid to get there, I disagree.
Okay, yesterday, tickets for Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, the Harry Potter stage production,
yes,
went on sale for Melbourne.
Sure.
And my sister messaged me and said, are we going? And I said, absolutely we are.
There was more swearing than what you answered with. But,
yes, there was, because I was very excited.
Yeah.
I have been waiting for this since the book came out. And I was like, you know what, pay whatever it takes. And then she told me how much it was.
And you were like, unpay whatever it took. Do you like to get the good seats or do you sit up at the back?
Oh, I don't care. As long as I'm there. I was like, get me the $60 seats because there were $60 seats.
You're an usher.
Yes.
It's like, I'll go, I don't care.
I'm happy to be backstage. Actually, that's a pretty good seat.
Yeah.
And I said to her, just spend whatever it takes. She came back to me, $300 for the one production per ticket.
Oh man, I misheard then. I definitely thought it was $300 combined.
Oh no, not for both me and my sister. No, $300 each. She spent $600 on tickets yesterday.
So when you called your bank after and asked for a loan, well, what did they say?
I said to her, I was like, so I hope you've got enough cash because I don't get paid till Thursday.
No.
And that's what you're getting.
Wow.
I still think it's worth it.
I genuinely think that spending $300 to go to your Harry Potter concert is too much.
It's not a concert.
Sorry.
And also, I didn't just spend $300, I spent $800 because I have to fly there as well because it's in Melbourne.
I think you're
worth it.
Bit of a fool, mate.
A few people in the jury have commented. Mandy said that the play is actually in two parts. So it's 2.5 hours each.
$150 a part.
So really it's $150. Mandy, you're making me feel better.
It's still $300 all up.
Shauna said, wow, is this the stage? Is this on the stage? Does it include dinner and a show? No, it's just...
You get kicked out as soon as the final curtain has been drawn.
So add that on as well because it's a matinee and then an evening performance. So I'm going to be paying for dinner in the middle as well.
13, 12, 16. The first person to call through is our judge and their decision, their ruling will be law. It will be final.
Is $300 too much to pay for Harry Potter?
For a Harry Potter concert.
It's
13,
it's
12,
show.
16. Give us a call. You can be the judge this morning. Is Harry Potter a ridiculous series? Is it not worthy of the stage? Wrong question. Is $300 too much to see Harry Potter? All right, recess is adjourned or something. I haven't been watching enough Law and Order lately, but...
I object!
To recess?
I don't know.
On 13, 12, 16, we have had a judge call through for this week's courtroom of Tim and Jess. First person through, they are the judge. And we are talking about Harry Potter concert.
No, it's Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It's the new
HPC
stage play. They're finally bringing it to Australia. It's coming to Melbourne. And I got my hands on some tickets for next March.
You bought one ticket for $300,
yes,
and that does not include the flights that you will have to pay for to get to this concert, which will probably be about $500.
Yes, so $800. Let's even it up to $1,000 because I have to get there, I have to get lunch, I have to get dinner.
I have to have lunch once. And then that's it. I'll save the money for the rest of it. But I genuinely think that $300 is far too much to see a concert of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
It's going to, and you know, throw in some merch because you know your girl's going to get some merch on the day.
But
it's going to be great.
Again, as outraged as I am, as strong as Jess is in her belief that her purchase wasn't excessive, and even though with the jury chipping in online on our Facebook page, it does not matter what we all have to say.
No.
It matters what Jason, the first person to call through from Yeppoon, is. He's the judge this morning. Jason, given all the information, where are you leading with your decision of $300 being too much for a Harry Potter concert?
I'm entirely sure that $3,000 would be sufficient, so she's got tons more spending money.
Wow. Jason! Yes, I totally agree. If I had $3,000, I would have spent it on a ticket.
Are you a Potter nerd, Jason?
I would prefer to say fan, not a nerd, but yeah, maybe.
Now, Jason, are you one of the people that like lined up when the books first got released and were one of the first to have it?
No, I pre-ordered it and it came in like a little leather-bound book that looked like the old wooden ones that they had in the big ships and stuff like that. It was really awesome.
Jason, I've never been more jealous of a caller ever.
No offense, guys.
Oh, wow.
But this is the most uncool conversation I've ever been involved in.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. He sounds like he's from Hufflepuff.
Let's have a real moment here. Have you read the Harry Potter series?
No.
What?
I got other things to do. I was reading Specky McGee as a kid, man. Jason.
Okay, Jason, I need a new co-host. Are you free to be my co-host?
No. Jason.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got a day off.
You got a day off. Jason, are you going to see this show yourself? What amount of money would you pay to go and see this?
I'm actually going to go see it in London, so I can't really judge.
Oh my God, so you have spent $3,000 on your ticket.
It's convenient. I'm going over anyway.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, sure.
It'll be even better in London because they'll all be actual like British actors. Yeah, it's going to be so much more authentic.
Daniel Radcliffe will rock up naked on the stage like he does in other plays. It'll be great. Well, you are the judge, Jason. As much of a goober you and Jess both are, what is your final ruling? Is $300 too much to see a Harry Potter concert?
No.
Courtroom adjourned. Thank you very much for being the judge, Jace.
Right, mate. Thanks for your time.
No worries, buddy.
Now that I've got Jason's permission, you best believe I'm going to be spending just copious amounts more.
All right.
I'm going to have to buy a whole, like, maybe I'll just get a whole outfit. I'll go dressed as Harry Potter.
This is not making you sound any cooler, man.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.